Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.
All right. Welcome, everyone. This is Pastor Marcia McAllister, also alias, a.k.a. Mama Mac. That originated with all of my children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. And don't even try to figure out my age because I'm younger than I think or than you think or whatever that is. Right, Pastor Jim?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. But anyway, so I was telling you right before the break, we have our new radio show on Thursday nights at 6:06 on Tampa time and 4 p.m. on the Starcom Media Central Standard Time. And that is Go Yard, which means hit a home run. And it's all about hitting home runs in life instead of striking out, and about really learning how to cope with life's anxieties, problems. We've had shows on boundary setting. We've had shows on domestic violence. We've had shows on forgiveness most recently, all kinds of things. Nan, do you want to comment on Go Yard here real quick before we go to a song?
It's a very wonderful program to be able to listen to because there's so much richness. I mean, knowing her and knowing the depthness of the doctor.
Dr. Angel. That's her name.
That is, yes. Dr. Angel. We have a Dr. Angel amongst us.
Yeah.
She has just so much rich training, so much. She's just so rich with what she says. She has such magnificent training. She's led by the Lord.
Oh, absolutely. You know,
and it's like, it's almost like a hour free counseling.
It
every
is,
Thursday
isn't it?
Is really what
yeah.
it turns out to be. And, you know, people can call in, text
oh,
in.
Oh, and they
know,
do. And, they call in and, on the show, text
you know, so
in.
So they can ask
yeah.
questions.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas it might cost you $150 to go to someone for an hour or $200 or whatever. You just get it
Good
for
point.
Free.
Good
you
point.
You just live it for free. And if your question is along the topic,
right.
you can have your specific question answered, which is helping everybody who's listening.
Right.
It's a very powerful tool.
It's fun. So we encourage you to catch our show. We also have a website now for that show, and every single one of the past shows are already, they were put on this past week. It's goyard2014.org, O-R-G, not com. Com is for the ministry, but Go Yard, and we couldn't get it. Somebody already had goyard2014.com. So ours is goyard2014.org for that show. And all of the shows we've done since September 18th of 2014 when we began are on that website. So you just go there, hit radio, and click on it. Easy to listen to. We have great music. We have contemporary stuff. We used Cyndi Lauper's song, True Colors, the other night. And that was pretty cool. So there's just all kinds of stuff. Fun. It's a fun show. So that's every Thursday night. We welcome you to catch it. This is Living the Good Life, and it is from Beacon of Hope Ministries. I'm Pastor Marcia, Pastor Jim, my associate pastor, and Nan. Two radio team members are with us today, and we are talking about miracles. And the fact that God wants to do a miracle in your life, and I think that that is really an overall theme, Pastor Jim, of what we're trying to say. It's not just about the book of Exodus and Moses and Aaron. It's about you, dear listener, you know?
Exactly. God wants to do a miracle in your life.
Right.
Whatever your need is, large or small, God wants to meet those needs.
Amen.
Because, well, Isaiah said, God, he longs to be gracious to us. You know, that's just part of his nature. He longs to be gracious to us. He longs to show his love to us. And all we have to do is accept it and just let him do it. And
Amen.
Believe he, first of all, the big thing is believe he wants to do
yes,
it.
Yes.
Because so many of us, we're not so sure that that's what he really wants.
Right. But he loves us so much. We just came from nursing home ministry. It's the first Sunday of the month. Every month we've been doing this for 4 years at a local nursing home, Palm Garden. And the room was just packed. You couldn't hardly get another wheelchair in there. And it was hot. And but there was all these people in there. And it just blesses me, Nan and Pastor Jim, when we see these little people, a lot of them in wheelchairs. They cannot walk. But they're raising their hands. They're singing the old songs. We do Sunday school songs. And it's just so cool. It blesses my heart. And our nursing home team is blessed every time we go, aren't we, PJ?
Oh, I was. Well, I had the chance to speak today. And remember, I got choked up.
You almost cried.
Every time we're up there,
yeah,
I get all choked up.
You know, there was a little wonderful little Down syndrome young man in there today for the first time. And some lady spoke up and said, you know, he's praising God in his way, you know. And it was such a joy to see the variety, the diversity around the room, and just all of us loving God mm-hmm. in our own way, you know. What
Amen.
A joy.
It was.
So we're glad you're joined us today on Living the Good Life. You can text during the show. It's a brand new number for the ministry and also for the Go Yard Show. And it is 727-888-4171. You say, where does that go? It comes right here to my phone. And so whether you listen to this show later on Starcom Media or on our website, you can text and use that number anytime. It actually is a Google number now, and it's pretty cool. It translates voicemails into texts, and it's just an easy way for you to communicate with me personally and with the show. 727-888-4171. Or email us during the show, PastorJim@BOHMGlobal.com or me, Pastor@BOHMGlobal.com. We're going to start the second hour with another song, and this one is entitled Miracles by the group New Song. Wonder why it's entitled Miracles. Could be what we're talking about today.
Hmm.
I never saw a man that walked on water. I never heard a voice could calm the sea. Raise the dead or feed 5,000. But in my heart I do believe. I was in a desperate situation, drowning in a sea of my own sin. And it would take a miracle to save me. That's when I reached toward heaven, felt someone touch me. I looked up and I saw him. Signs and wonders, they miss the greatest miracle of all. Well, it's a miracle of sweet salvation. Well, that's when the God of heaven comes down to live inside of someone's heart. Oh,
you know, the Lord just spoke to me during that song. Dear listener, what are you missing out on? Because I believe there's things that God wants to do for each one of us that we can miss by not having the focus that we need to each have in our lives so that we can receive that miracle. Nan, do you have something there?
Yes, ma'am.
I thought so by looking at you through this glass.
Yes, ma'am.
Busy girl.
It's another, God's good. It's another one on miracles. And I'm sure it's written very differently than the first one. I have not gone back to read it. But I will work the miracles that you need in your life. I will free you from all of your difficult strifes. Believe that I will do this mighty thing for you. You will be okay. You will learn. You will make it through. Take in what I'm saying on this radio show today. Child, trust me, I will certainly make the way. I desire to work the miracles that you need. You need to listen to me and of my direction heed. Your miracles are on the verge of occurring. Trust me, I will move. They are about to begin. Read about miracles that I've shared in my Bible. Then believe it's for you. You will be set free.
That's really a challenge to believe that God wants to move in our lives. I mean, that is what he wants to do, Nan. He wants to do miracles for us. He is a miracle-working God. And these examples in the book of Exodus remind us that he is so all-knowing and so powerful. Do you have a comment on that, Nan?
Well, I was thinking about the miracle that he did for me one time, and I really felt I'm supposed to share it very briefly, but it was, I had false allegations pressed against me. I had a small minor child, and his stepmom managed to convince some police or whatever that I had touched her. I didn't touch her at all. In fact, she slapped me and knocked my glasses off. We were at a karate tournament with my son. So bottom line, it wound up going about 3 months later, I get a notice from the state of Florida that said, I have battery charges pressed against me. I'm like, you have absolutely got to be kidding me. This is ridiculous. What came of that was so awesome, okay? Sometimes we have things going on that we're like, but God, how can you ever move in this situation?
Right. I mean,
God saved me out of an abusive relationship with my husband. Praise God for that.
Right.
And this whole situation turned around because what happened, my faith was building and growing, and I knew my God had a control. Now, if I'd have been found guilty, it could have been really bad. Like, he and I, my son, could have been at an event, at school, whatever. If she would have come in, I couldn't be X amount of feet away from her.
Right.
I would have had to leave.
Right.
I would have had taken my son with me or left my son there with him, you know, her and my
right.
ex. It could have been really bad.
Yeah.
Well, it didn't turn out really bad. And through all that, God was inspiring poems for me then. I mean, I remember sitting in the courtroom writing poems, waiting for my turn.
Of course you were.
You know,
of course
my
you
turn
were doing
to go
that.
Up. And I saw God just move in that. And we did to make it easy because I was advised by my attorney to just plea no contest, whatever. I got misdemeanor intervention program. I got 16 hours community service hours. That was great because I said, you know, everyone I meet, I'm going to tell them about Jesus.
Right.
Same things. He's going to turn this and make me feel bad about my parents. We're like, we can't believe you did that. No, in the whole big scheme of things, I had to go the direction I went. Nothing's against me. Everything's fine. I share Jesus with people. The lady I had to go meet with once a month, I shared Jesus with her. The next month I had a different lady. I shared Jesus with her. And it was like, so Satan, you're going to try to make me look bad?
Right.
I'm going to share my Jesus with everybody
oh,
I meet.
Praise
so
God.
So we can have things go on. and people, God's going to do miracles for people who are listening.
Right.
Then they're going to be able to share what God did for them in their miracle. And it's going to increase their faith as they share. And it's going to increase other people's faith to grow within them that, well, if God did that for you, God could do what I need.
Amen.
So, I mean, it's just like this whole big network of people encouraging each other with faith because of going through a difficult time.
So you're saying difficult times are not necessarily bad for you?
Not necessarily.
In fact, a lot of times, James says in chapter 1, consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter trials or tests of any kind, knowing that the proving of your faith is what it's all about. Pastor Jim, I can see you turning in there to it. So
yeah,
go
you know
ahead.
Me.
Yeah, just go there, will you? Because I think this is for someone out there in Radio Land.
Okay, James chapter 1. I'll start with where am I at? 2?
Mm-hmm.
Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy.
Woo! Yeah, when, not if.
Yeah, when.
When.
For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow.
Mm-hmm.
So let it grow, for when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing.
Wow. So that's it. It's the growing process. Nan, go ahead.
I just want to add one thing to that story.
Okay.
Some people have heard it, but we have a lot of people listening who've never heard it.
Right, exactly.
And I felt impressed the Lord to enlist a group of praise warriors.
Yes.
Not prayer warriors, but praise warriors.
Right.
And the purpose of this group was to praise God for what he was going to do before I could see it. I mean, I had to have meetings with my attorney, all this kind of just stuff. But through it all, I was communicating with my praise warriors. And earlier I said, you have to be careful who you align yourself with and who you have around you.
Oh, that's a good point. That's an excellent point.
You need to be, surround yourself with people who will praise with you.
Amen.
If you don't have anyone around you who you feel can praise with you, send a text to you. Send a prayer request on the prayer, on the prayer line. Just say, I want y'all to praise with me.
Yes.
You know, you don't have to identify yourself or anything like that, but just we will know you're there.
Right.
And we will praise with you for what God is going to do in your situation.
Amen.
But that's, I believe, one of the things that kept me so calm is all the activity in the courtroom was going on with everybody else that was in there. I was just calm as could be. Just sitting and writing poems. My God's in control. Everything's fine. But I enlisted those praise warriors, and I thoroughly believe I was able to come through it the way that I did, shining for my God,
right?
Because I had praise warriors praising with me for what my God was going to do.
Praise God in everything. Give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. That is in 1 Thessalonians
chapter
5. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So, dear listener out there, it may be a painful thing you're going through. Maybe it's pain, literal pain in your body. Maybe you are encountering health issues or emotional issues or financial issues or maybe abandonment issues. Maybe some spouse has left you or you have a child that's out there in the druggy world or whatever it may be. Thank God that in the midst of the issue, you're going to get stronger. You're going to understand his presence deeper. I believe Moses and Aaron in all these events in Exodus, they really got to know God a lot better through every event that happened. God fulfilled his promises and his word to the letter, Pastor Jim. He said, this is what's going to happen, and it happened.
Right.
Build your faith.
Well, it does. And I was thinking, too, of Paul and Silas in Philippi. They preached the gospel. They got in trouble for it.
Oh, right.
You know, because they delivered that little slave girl with the python spirit, and they got in trouble for that. They got hauled off into jail.
Right.
And first of all, Paul was a Roman citizen. He never should have been in jail in the first place, but he was. And then they could have sat in jail and just moaned and griped and felt sorry for themselves, but they didn't. They were praising God, like you said, like Dan said. You know, you get a team of praisers. Well, here's Paul and Silas praising and singing hymns and, you know, in prison.
Right.
And God sent an earthquake and let them and released them.
Right.
Peter, earlier on, was thrown in prison. And the whole church, it says, the whole church prayed for him.
Praise God.
And what happened? An angel came down. He got out of prison.
There you go.
You know?
So, and you know, that's such an important point you're making right there, praising God before we see the answer, but also having people in your life that can pray for you and with you when you're going through these struggles. You're going to. James didn't say if you ever run into a problem. He says when. Right? When. James 1, verse 2. When these things happen, you've got to consider it all joy. Go ahead, PJ.
It just popped in my head. About, you know, people, some of our listeners may be saying, yes, but you don't know. Well, here's the example that just came to me was Stephen.
Right.
And he preached. He was hauled before the religious leadership. He preached to them.
Right.
They
Acts
got so
chapter
angry.
7.
Yeah, they got so angry they killed him. They stoned him. Mm-hmm. That's a pretty messy way to die. And yet, what did he do? Father, forgive them.
Right.
They don't know what they're doing. He quoted Jesus' words from the cross. Father, don't lay this sin to their charge.
Right.
Because obviously all those people that had stoned him were guilty of murder.
Right.
One of whom just happened to be Saul, who later became the Apostle Paul. If Stephen had not prayed that, Father, forgive them, I don't think Saul would have ever gotten saved.
Right.
Because, you know, Stephen released God's forgiveness and released God's power because he forgave them. And he was blessed.
Right.
And he said, I see Jesus standing next to God.
There's such power with forgiveness.
And
yeah.
Well, and he prayed it. He said it out loud. And I'm sure, you know, the hearers, I don't know how the rest of them reacted, but I just have a feeling that little tiny seed
right.
was planted inside of Saul.
Mm.
And that's a miracle right there.
Right.
And it goes, we were talking about giving thanks in all circumstances and praising. That releases God's miracle power.
Amen.
You know, faith sets it in motion. Praise and worship puts the muscle behind it.
There you go. Wow. And all this does tie together with Moses and Aaron because they had to have faith in God to just keep going back to Pharaoh and doing what God told them to do. They were obeying. And that's what it's all about. We're going to use a group called Point of Grace, and they have a great song here. I'll be believing you. Listen to these words. Let it minister to you right now. Never know where we're going to be in our discussion when these songs are planned in advance. But Pastor Jim, wasn't that interesting timing?
Wait, that was. I said, I mouthed to you through the glass. Perfect.
Perfect. I know it was, wasn't it? You know, and tie that in with Moses and Aaron, will you?
Well, the song talked about the beginning, how, you know, your foot may be slipping, things aren't going the way you want, but just believe God.
Amen.
You know, I'll be believing you.
Yes.
And that's what they had to do. And it's amazing to me the scope of the plagues
right.
of Egypt. Like I said earlier in the show, it's just kind of sometimes hard to fathom why Pharaoh would put his entire country.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, Egypt was almost destroyed.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Eventually, the magician said, "This is the finger of God."
I think they did that on plague number 3 in Exodus chapter 8, about verse 19. The magicians began to realize this is God doing
this. The gnats.
This is number three.
This is the finger of God. And then plague number four, the flies, is when God says, oh, and by the way, I'm going to add a new twist here.
Right.
There are not going to be any flies in the land of Goshen.
This is so cool. With plague number four, now the children of Israel don't experience any of this.
Right.
And the first one, if you just joined us, was where it was in Exodus 7, was the plague of blood. The Nile River turned into blood. Second one was frogs. And if you can imagine what it would have been like to have our whole country turned into just frogs jumping everywhere. I was a biology teacher, and I had 500 frogs get out one night.
Oh,
seriously, they were alive. This is a terrible story, but I'll tell it real quick. Many years ago, when I first got out of college, my first job was a biology Spanish teacher in Indiana, and we had ordered the other biology teacher and I 500 frogs for dissection, you know, and they arrived in their containers and everything was in. We locked our classrooms and left for the night. The next morning, we opened our doors. All the frogs had gotten out. We're not really ever sure how that happened. If it was a terrorist activity by one of the high school kids or a janitor or whatever. But to catch all those frogs running around and to, it was horrible. It was just an awful sensation to open that door and see frogs flying everywhere. So the second plague was frogs. And the third one was gnats that were amazing. The fourth one was flies. And go ahead about the point about the flies.
Well, and then, you know, God said, I'll make a distinction between the Egyptian, between my people and the Egyptians.
Right.
And, you know, judgment was going to fall on Egypt. So here's, I mean, it's just all these flies. And then the next one is he kills off the livestock.
Chapter 9 of Exodus.
And again, I'll make a distinction.
Right. So now none of this is happening to the Israelites, God's people.
Right.
But it is all happening to Egypt because God is trying to get Pharaoh's attention and say, let my people go. All the while knowing that Pharaoh is going to have his heart hard. Mm-hmm. Pastor Jim, that's a very important point. Nan, did you get something during that last song that you want to share with our audience before Pastor Jim goes on with the plague number six?
I really would. It's kind of taking a twist that God does every
once
in a while.
Okay, he does. Isn't it interesting?
It's so cool. And this is like from the viewpoint of the people listening.
Okay.
It's not God speaking to them anymore, but them speaking to God. Okay, Father, I will try what you say to do. I will believe that you will see me through. I will read your word and trust. I see that for my miracle, it's a must. Father, help me to see what I need to see. And I will do my very best to believe. I will take you at your word, what you say. I will start this new walk, even this very day. I praise you that you're working it all together for my good, and I will do as you say. I'll do what I should. I am so happy that you're here for me. Of my miracles, I believe I'm beginning to see.
Oh, that is just powerful stuff. Nan, the thought just came to me as you were reading this. Some people need to see those again. And let's do our best to get some of these, that one in particular, on our BOHM Global website somehow here soon.
Okay.
Or they can email me, pastor@bohmglobal.com, to get a copy of that. And I'm going to have you read that one again in a little while.
Yes, ma'am.
Amazing stuff. Okay. So God is hearing each of us right now during the show and understands the pain or whatever it is you're going through, dear listener. Pastor Jim, go on with your thought. Thank you, Nan, for being obedient and writing with your little laptop there as we are in the show. This is fantastic. PJ.
Well, and then he goes on to send a plague of boils. Now, if anyone out there, we talked about this on Friday night, if anybody has ever had a boil, you know, a boil, one boil at a time is plenty.
I've never had one, but I was married to someone who did, and it was awful for him.
Oh, I've had one, and it is horrible. And in this case, it wasn't just a boil. Everybody in Egypt didn't just get a boil. They were covered with boils.
Right.
And the magicians, it said, it was so bad they couldn't even stand up before Moses.
Mm.
And still, Pharaoh's heart was hardened.
Yeah.
God then sent a plague of hail, and not just any hail. Scripture says it was the worst hailstorm Egypt had ever had, and it was mixed with lightning, fire from heaven.
Wow. Exodus 9, about verse 13 is where we are now, if you're following along.
And it said that, you know, by this time, though, some of the people began, in Egypt, began to believe. Again, Goshen was spared, where the Israelites lived.
Yeah.
But now some of the Egyptian people brought their, I like, their livestock and their slaves. Thank you for bringing in your human beings.
Right.
But they did. They brought, if they believe, they brought those people in and their livestock in so they wouldn't be destroyed in the plague. So even by this time, not perhaps not the royalty, but the people in Egypt are starting to wise up.
Yeah.
You know, the magician said, this is the finger of God. And now the people are saying, you know, Moses said this is going to happen, and so far he's been 100%, so I think we need to listen to him.
Mm-hmm. But of course, Pharaoh's heart is still stubborn.
It's still hard.
Prideful, stubborn, and does not want to let the people go out of Egypt. And he continues to give Moses a very hard time.
And Moses, well, and Moses during this time is asking, okay, we need to go out for 3 days. Everybody needs to go. Our livestock needs to go with us. And you know, Pharaoh says, oh, no, just the men.
Right.
Then he says, okay, y'all can go, but you got to leave your livestock.
Mm-hmm.
So little by little, God, you know, Pharaoh's being worn down, but he's still just really stubborn.
Right.
And then, you know, what the hail didn't destroy, there was some of the grain that had not come up yet. Well, it comes up, and then God, there's a plague of locusts
right
to eat up that batch.
That's strike number 8. This isn't strike 1, 2, 3. This is strike up to 10. So number 8 plague is locusts, and that had to be horrendous also. I mean, locusts, oh, like a huge grasshopper, right?
Right. Yeah, they're just big old grasshopper looking things.
Right.
And I mean, I've seen pictures, you know, motion pictures of what looks like sometimes in Africa with a plague of locusts, and
right,
it's just frightening. I mean, the whole sky darkens with this swarm of these insects.
Can you imagine how that would absolutely mess with your mind?
Oh.
I mean, they're not even a place to sit down in comfort. You couldn't sleep in comfort. You got locusts crawling all over you, and yet Pharaoh does not give in. And this is, God predicted this to Moses and Aaron. Pharaoh's heart's going to be hardened. He's going to continue to not let you go. But, you know, Pharaoh, in a way, is so like the devil in that he's relentless. He just keeps it up and keeps it up regardless. I mean, you know, some of our eyes are beginning to, ours have been open for a long time, but some people, maybe their eyes are just beginning to be open to the way the devil comes in and twists things and tricks you and the schemes. You know, I was reminded of 1 Peter 5 a moment ago, verse 8, that the devil prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour, you know?
Yeah, and one thing that came to my mind was the devil, because Pharaoh is a type, of course, of the devil.
Right.
But the devil will say, okay, you can do this, but don't go all the way.
It's so like the devil, right?
Don't, you know, I'll let you go this far.
Yeah, you can praise God once in a while, maybe once every month, go to church or put on praise music, but not all the time for any minute.
Right, all the time.
Right.
Kind of like what he did here. I mean, okay.
Good point.
First of all, he wasn't going to let anybody go. Then he was just going to let the men go. Then it was everybody but the livestock. Anything to keep us from being fully committed.
There you go.
You know, that because that's what God wants.
Focus. That's a bell right there, Nan. Yeah. I agree with you. Anything to keep us from being fully committed. Get us distracted. Get us off track. Get us so worried about whatever it is in our life that's happened or is happening that we can't concentrate on God's goodness, His grace, and His glory.
And I want to add, too, and I think this might be for somebody who's listening, He will use condemnation, you know, say, well, yeah, God loves you, but doesn't love you that much.
Right. Or do you remember when you did this?
Yeah. Oh, Satan loves to throw that stuff up and say, and because that way you're feeling, and we'd already talked about it in the radio show and in church, but you're feeling just discouraged like the Israelites did.
Right.
And, you know, Satan loves to do that just to, you know, he'll keep drumming at you about your failures.
Oh, all the time. But Romans 8:1 says there's therefore now no condemnation
for those who are in Christ Jesus.
Amen. Don't you forget it. Romans 8:1.
You know, and it's so freeing to know that. I mean, Jesus gave himself.
Right.
And, you know, John wrote in 1 John chapter 2, if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one.
Amen.
And he is the propitiation, the atonement, the atoning sacrifice that turns away God's wrath.
Mm-hmm.
Not just for our sins, but for the sins of the entire world.
Right. So we've got to recognize when the enemy's coming, and that's a whole nother show, but it really fits in here because Pharaoh is that type of Satan, and Pharaoh continued to be stubborn. The devil is stubbornly wants to take you down. Nan, you want to talk about any of this here?
We need to be mindful that he is there.
Yes, and the devil you're talking about, right?
The devil, but we also always need to remind ourselves that our God is more powerful than the devil.
Greater is he that is in me.
Absolutely.
Than he is in the world.
No, don't give Satan any more power than...
Yes.
Yeah, because he doesn't... He is there and he comes against us. But we need to realize the power we have. And we're tapped in because of whose we are.
That's exactly
right. And that's God.
And so here we see Pharaoh. Thank you for sharing that. Pharaoh is continuing to stand his ground against releasing the children of Israel to go into the wilderness and worship God. And he is, I mean, it doesn't matter what it seems like that God throws at him with all these different plagues. Pharaoh is stubborn, stubborn, stubborn. And the devil is stubborn against you too. Ooh, Pastor Jim, go ahead.
Well, and after all this, Pharaoh is still hard-hearted.
Right.
And there's so much in this ninth plague here. The darkness.
Oh, this ninth one is really, really eerie.
Yeah, and because
chapter
it was so,
11 of Exodus, if you're just tuning in.
So or thick you can
chapter
feel
10,
it.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, chapter 10 starting verse 21.
Right.
The Lord said to Moses, lift your hand toward heaven, and the land of Egypt will be covered with a darkness so thick you can feel it. Now that's dark. I mean, that's being out in the middle of rural Indiana with no on a cloudy night with no moon and no stars.
Exactly. And it says that they were paralyzed, really. They couldn't even go anywhere for 3 days. But I love the fact that 3 days is thrown in there because Jesus was in the tomb for 3 days.
Yeah.
You know? Mm.
And it says the people could not see each other. No one moved. I mean, it was so terrible. We talked about this on Friday night. I think like they'd light their lamps, but the light would just not be there.
Right.
I mean, you can maybe see an incredibly faint little glow, but nothing was there. I mean, something was.
But Pastor Jim, this is such a beautiful metaphor for people who get so inundated by the devil and believe the lie, whatever that is, and they are distant from God. They are not walking in God's light. And the darkness gets worse and worse and worse for people if they do not revert back and claim the light and decide they want to be. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. And then the darkness can't overpower the light. But in people's lives and minds, it can be pretty bad.
And the next line is, but there was light in the homes of the Israelites.
There you go.
You know, because we have Jesus, no matter how dark, and it says, you know, the light shines in the darkness.
Right.
And the darkness cannot overpower it.
Cannot overpower.
John chapter 1, verse 3, the light shines in the darkness. The light that we have, the light that the Israelites had, outshone the darkness.
Amen.
That was surrounding them. I mean, okay, I'm digging way back, but some of you might remember the Twilight Zone, late 50s, early 60s. There was a great show on there one time where they were going to hang this African-American man and it was like a bigoted town, and they were going to hang him. Well, the town, the sun never came up.
Oh, wow.
The town was in darkness. But then they keep playing radio reports, and all the, and you hear one. This was really eerie. There was a wall of darkness where the Berlin Wall was.
Oh, wow.
A wall of darkness that parallel, that was like just right above the Berlin Wall. And that, that's what I kind of think about here, is that
yeah,
because of their idolatry, they were in spiritual darkness. And God says, fine, here you go. You're in spiritual darkness. We'll just make it physical now.
Yeah.
And sure enough, that whole... I would have loved to have been like on a satellite or in the space shuttle looking down, because I'm sure, you know, you would have seen the outline of the Egyptian Empire, pitch black.
Right.
Except for this little thing of light in the land of Goshen.
Where all the Israelites were.
Where all the Israelites were. I mean, that would have been fascinating.
You know, and the devil so tries to keep people in that dark place, that place where they don't see the light or feel the light. That's why this show is all about Jesus, because Jesus said, I am the light of the world. I woke up this morning hearing in my spirit and singing it out loud. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. I just woke up singing that this morning. Now, that's not a song I normally sing. That's from Sunday school days. But it was just, you know, just all over me. I'm going to let it shine. That's my purpose. That's why we do these shows. That's why we invest our time and our finances into this. Nan, talk to me about this before we go to this next song.
Sometimes we have the darkness going on. We don't realize it.
There you go. That's profound.
You know, and hopefully, you know, prayerfully, people who are maybe in that kind of situation, God will bring someone along who can very subtly let them realize you can live at a higher level than this.
Amen.
You're in a darkness that's going on around you.
Amen.
You know, a cloud of depression, maybe, type of stuff. You know, you can live above that. You can live above that, whether it's be spiritual help or counseling help or medical help, whatever, because we certainly believe in doctors and we believe in, in medicine in our church, of course. But sometimes you just need someone to point that out.
Right.
You know, I know someone who I think suffers from clinical depression, and this person's grandson was talking to me and said, I think she's like this. And I'm like, well, you know, I tried one time to share that, and that didn't go over very well.
Right.
But hopefully if people are in a situation similar, that they would have receptive ears to hear what someone is logically helping, pointing out to them, and that God can help them through that.
Yes.
They're in a darkness, and God can shed light on that for you.
Amen.
But you have to want it.
Amen. Which brings us perfectly to this song, of course, by Matt Redman, You Never Let Go, and No, He Doesn't.
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, your perfect love is casting out fear. And even when I'm caught in the middle of the storms of this life, I won't turn back, I know you are near. And I will fear no evil. My God is with me, and if my God is with me, whom then shall I fear? Whom then shall I fear? Oh no, you never let go through the calm and through the storm.
The light is coming for you that are holding on. Oh, no, we never let go. He never lets go of us. He never does. And it is just so miraculous to me that I picked these songs, Pastor Jim, knowing not at all where we would be in our conversation, because this show is never scripted, just a general idea that we're going to talk about miracles, God's power revealed. That's the title today. And we start that song, and you and I are just having a praise God fest going on in here.
We're having a glory fest.
We're having a glory fest because we know the words. That's God, dear one, for you, whoever you are out there. Nan, give us what God just gave you. I can see you typing away.
This program is close to being over, and I've learned so much from this. Help me to see that you've got miracles for me of this reality I don't want to ever miss. Father, I buy into what has been shared. My faith has been increased with what has been said. Help me to get this deep within my spirit and not just have it in my thoughts, in my head. Thank you for never letting go of me. You are such an awesome friend of mine. Thank you for caring so very much for me. You are so totally cool and kind. I will listen again to the show when posted so I can hear more of what has been shared. I will be ready to look for my miracles. I can do this because you so mightily care. And it was interesting that how he inspired for maybe some people to be saying, I'll listen to the show again.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
There was one particular show, well, the one y'all did several years ago about Don't Buy the Lie.
It was June of 2010, I remember that because you and I have talked about it since. You listened to that, like...
I listened to it three times.
Right.
With my computer, listening to it on our website,
right,
and typing notes as I went. And I
right.
would encourage people to do that because I kept catching things
right.
that I maybe didn't catch in the first or second time of listening to
mm-hmm.
it.
Thank you for sharing that. That is a powerful poem, and we got to get some of these on our website. That is just amazing. Tag that, Nan. That is really, really good. Pastor Jim, we see Pharaoh's heart stubborn, just like the devil. The devil is out to ruin our day. Every day, right?
Mm-hmm.
But God says, Jesus says, I'm the light of the world. Jesus said, no weapon formed against you can possibly prosper. Jesus said, greater is he. Actually, Paul said this, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Those came from the pen of Paul. And over and over and over, or John, I'm sorry, 1 John 4:4. Over and over again, we see God's miracle-working power through this Word of God that we all have a copy of.
Right, and that's the point. I mean, it's the Word of God. I mean, these are promises.
Yes.
And Moses, you know, he was Hebrew.
Right.
And one of the first things God said to him when God revealed himself to him in the burning bush is, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Right.
Remember that.
Right.
You know, God was referring back to the covenants he'd made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That was the word that Moses had, were those was the knowing about the covenants that God had made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He had to hold fast to that word, just like we
exactly.
had to those promises. The Israelites as a whole had probably sort of lost sight of those promises.
Right.
But God never does. God never loses sight of what he's promised in the word. And we have so many promises in the word. We just need to speak them.
We do.
Believe them.
Yes.
And meditate on them and speak them out. Claim them as your own.
Amen.
I mean, I've been Christian now for infinity. sometimes it seems 41 years, over right. 41 years. And I can say whatever situation in all that time, whatever situation I had, I could find an answer in the word. I could find a
right.
promise in the word
right.
that I could claim and watch God work.
Amen. And the promises are there. Just get in the word. And it's all there.
Yeah, it doesn't do any good if your Bible just sits
right
on the shelf.
Or in the trunk of your
car. I mean, one of the things I do, I read through the first five books of the Bible every year. And I just read the part about manna.
Right.
And it was fresh every day.
Every day.
Every day that you had to go out and collect it.
It's a type of our living
right.
word of God.
Right. And it needs to be fresh every day.
Yes.
And
we need the word of God. We
right.
need the
daily.
Word of God daily in our lives. We just so need it.
There's an old saying, 7 days without reading the Bible makes one weak.
That's right.
You know?
W-E-A-K, weak. That's
yeah.
right. And, you know, the truths here with Pharaoh and with Moses and Aaron. And Moses and Aaron just kept obeying God. They just kept going back. They kept saying the same thing. Let my people go. Pharaoh kept saying no. The devil is not going to allow you to become everything God wants you to become without a fight.
Right.
You're going to have to be the one that takes the responsibility and makes the decisions and sets aside time to be in the Word, study the Word, listen to these shows over and over again. They're chock full of wisdom and full of God's presence. Nan, I'm just going to ask you to read that last poem one more time. I think it's just amazing that God just gave you that. It is so right on for what we're talking about here. And that last song that we just played, No, No. God, you won't let go of me. You won't let go of me. Go ahead, Nan.
This program is close to being over, and I've learned so much from this. Help me to see that you've got miracles for me of this reality I want to never miss. Father, I buy into what has been shared. My faith has been increased by what has been said. Help me to get this deep within my spirit and not just have it in my thoughts, my head. Thank you for never letting go of me. You are such an awesome friend of mine. Thank you for caring so very much for me. You are so totally cool and kind. I will listen again to the show when posted so I can hear more of what has been shared. I will be ready to look for my miracles. I can do this because you so mightily care.
Oh, so good. By the way, these shows are posted on the TanTalk1340.com website after like a day or two after each show. So you would just go to podcasts, go halfway down, click it, and go to Living the Good Life, and you'll see the show there. And then at the end of each month, our webmaster picks up all the shows for that month, like he just did for January, and they go on our BOHM web global.com website and stay there indefinitely. So, but if you want to listen to this prior to the end of February, then just go to www.tantalk1340.com, go to podcasts. Pastor Jim, I really feel like God has done some amazing things in this show today. The anointing of God has been very strong. There's some amazing insights. And hopefully people out there realize their faith has begun to rise for their miracle, whatever they need.
Amen. Amen. Going back to the first song, the Ray Bolt song, Here
right.
Comes a Miracle.
Here Comes a Miracle. Praise God.
You know, when Jesus enters any situation, here comes a miracle.
Here comes a miracle.
All you have to do is believe that God wants to perform it and that he will perform it.
Exactly.
And he will.
And he will. Wow. We're winding down on time. I'm going to give you both a chance for one quick final word in just a moment. We remind you, use our prayer line anytime, 24/7, 365. It's manned by Pastor Jim, my associate pastor, and Betty up in Indiana. And that's prayers at bohmglobal.com. You can send praise reports or prayer requests. You can be a part of the prayer team by simply sending a quick email to prayers at bohmglobal.com and say, put me on the prayer team, and then you will be getting those requests, and Pastor Jim or Betty write a prayer under the request so that you can just read that prayer and be in agreement. Power of prayer of agreement is amazing. So that's one thing I want to remind you of. If you're in the Tampa Bay area, join us on Friday nights. We don't have Sunday morning or Wednesday night anymore. We have gone to a Friday night gathering, and that is at 6:30 in the Ramada Inn at 3580 Almerton Road in Clearwater. It's Bible study. It's one-stop shopping. It's everything. Worship. It's prayer for your needs. It's intensive Bible study, interactive. And you can bring your dinner from work because tables are set up. Bring your Bible and a notebook and come and join us Friday nights, 6:30, every Friday night. And what am I forgetting? The new Go Yard Show Thursday nights at 6:06 on Tampa time, 4 o'clock Central Standard Time every Thursday. Go Yard with me, Mama Mac. And if there's anything else you guys can throw it in, quick final word, Nan.
You encourage people to journal, and maybe some people who are hearing this for the first time about journaling. Get just some sort of notebook, whatever type of notebook is fine. And begin a journal. Spend time with God and journal. And now would be a perfect time for them to begin journaling as they're just hearing this teaching about believing for miracles. They're needing miracles. Write down, I need whatever miracle. Then later on, and whenever God answers that miracle, write in there also how God answered. And then that builds their faith as they can reflect back. I can reflect back on stuff that I've written in the past. And it's like, wow, I forgot. I mean, some things you don't forget, but some things, I forgot about that. Oh, yeah, I remember when you did that. And I just encourage people to journal.
Amen. And with that said, Pastor Jim, your couple seconds here.
Well, just know God loves you. God wants to move in your life. All you have to do is ask.
That's right. And believe.
Yeah. He longs. I said before, he longs to be gracious to you.
Amen.
No matter who you are or what situation you're in, he longs to be gracious.
Amen. Amen. You two are such a joy, as are all of our radio team members. We want to remind our listening audience to use our text or voicemail phone number now, 727-888-4171. One more time. Use it anytime, 24/7. It'll come straight to my phone, 727-888-4171. That's our new text and voicemail phone number, and our email address, pastor@bohmglobal.com or pastorjim@bohmglobal.com. We want to hear from you. Also, go back and listen to these shows on our website, which is www.bohmglobal.com. Guess what, guys? It's time to sign out. This has been Pastor Marcia. Pastor Jim, my associate pastor, and Nan, bringing the word of God to you. And we're excited to do this every week. There's no distance between from the love of God. It's right here for you. God bless you. Have a great week. Tune in next week. Also, remember, you can listen to this same show. Will be repeated next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on Starcom Media, which is the Central Standard Time of 6 a.m., our time, 7 a.m. This show will be repeated for those of you that want to go back and hear this. And go to our website and you can find out the Starcom Media information. All right? God bless you. Have a great week. And God loves you, and so do we.